views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. Claudette brings fresh, innovative perspectives that push the boundaries of what organizational cultures can and should be. Learn how to catalyze your organization's workforce into an authentic, intentional, and financially successful culture. Now here's your host, Claudette Rowley.
Hi, everybody. I'm Claudette Rowley, and you are listening to Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience some groundbreaking ways to transform your company's culture. Twice each month, we have some of the foremost experts on organizational culture and leadership, helping you understand how to make a brilliant culture the rule rather than the exception. Today, I am super excited to have Dr. Pat Basile with us, and we are going to be talking about how to create an epic culture in your organization. So let me introduce Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat Basile is a leader in the field of human potential and the creator of the Transformation Network and soon-to-be-launched Positive Mojo Movement. She is an international award-winning talk radio host, author, keynote speaker, certified career and belief coach. As a top host of the internationally acclaimed The Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, the show reaches millions of people each year and is broadcast with a powerful, life-changing message. It's also been the number one positive talk show in Seattle for several years running. In 2010, Dr. Pat launched Transformation Talk Radio, a network to set the standard for a new mainstream talk radio platform featuring over 30 hosts. Dr. Pat has created a groundbreaking media coaching and radio mentoring program to support others that desire to create a powerful radio presence. With many other amazing projects on the horizon for 2018, her vision for creating positive messages in the world is only growing larger. Welcome, Dr. Pat.
Wow. I'm listening to that, and I'm just thinking to myself, how the heck did all that happen?
Well, we're going to talk about today, right?
Yeah, thank you so much. It's really great to connect with you in this way. You know, I don't take not one minute for granted of what myself and the team has been blessed with in being able to create a better world. And I don't take it for granted. And, you know, I think it's what keeps us on the edge of wanting to provide more.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, we've worked together for a year and a half or 2 years.
Yeah.
And I realized that, yeah, which has been so wonderful. And I realized that I've heard bits and pieces, but I don't really know what inspired you to start all of this, to start the network. Mm-hmm. What happened way back when?
So here's what happened. I mean, if you know, this is people ask me questions about how did I do this and how did I do that? And it's actually the way that we operate today. But I don't really talk about it in a forum because, you know, people think that I have a background in broadcasting or I have a background in communication or I have a background in this. And that's not the truth. I had just finished 8 years of a doctoral program studying the consequences of broken promises. 8 years. And yeah. And that was because I had lost my own job after 24 and a half years, and I tried to understand trust and betrayal and try to figure out back then, why would organizations treat people like this? Well, now we know why. But back in the 90s, we didn't. We didn't know why, really. We couldn't understand the trauma that folks were experiencing. And so I went on to study it. And then, like so many of us, Claudette, I thought I was going to get the big, fat consulting job. Really, I could have gotten a job with Deloitte, there are some of the other consulting agencies out there, especially because of the nature of my work in change management and agreements. And I was so depressed. I had been asked to do postdoctoral research. My dissertation won awards. My postdoctoral stuff won awards. And honestly, I could write about it and I could talk about it. Mm-hmm. But to go back into the workplace and every day look into people's eyes and tell them things were going to be okay, man, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just, what's that expression? TMI, too much information.
Information.
TMI. So here I was. I sat on my couch and I was sitting there one day. I was all crusted over. I couldn't get out of my own way. And I said that. I said, oh my gosh, I got to bust through this crust. I am so heavy. I don't know what to do. And crust busting was born.
Mm.
Off I went. I created a model how to break through based on what I had researched. And I dialed a wrong phone number one day. And it was in 2003. We're celebrating our 15th year. 2003, dialed a wrong phone number. I'm from New York. We don't stay on the phone with wrong phone numbers. And I did. And within 10 minutes, I pulled out a credit card and I bought an hour of airtime on internet radio, internet only. Now, that is just weird.
Wow. Talk about synchronicity.
Yeah.
Dialed the wrong phone number. And so as you dialed the wrong phone number and talked to whoever was on the other line, what did they say that inspired you to buy an hour of radio time?
First of all, I was looking for a man named Tracy. I got a woman named Casey. I asked her if she called me. She said no. And then she said something to me that to this day, this is part of our culture. She said, I don't know why we're speaking, but I know there's a reason. I know there are no mistakes when two people connect and they don't know why. And it opens up the door for how you be in the world, how you step out. And that means that there's something to explore, there are possibilities. And what she said to me was, what's your message? What do you want the world to know more of? And I told her in 5 minutes, just like I did with you. Mm-hmm. And she said, I can help you. I have a 13-week pilot. I will show you what this is about. This is the way it works. Pulled out my credit card and I intuitively know. I knew it. And fear can't show up. It cannot get in. When we are in a place of gratitude and when we are in a place of possibilities, fear cannot have any room in there. And so my fear didn't show up till later. But in that moment, no. And she was smart. She was smart in sales. She said, yep, let's start. Give me your credit card. There was no second call. There was no follow-up. It was like, yep, let's do it.
Wow. And I love this. I don't know why we're speaking, but there's a reason for it.
That's right.
And you, yeah. And that you said that's become part of the culture.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Because, in what way? Yeah.
Because we don't know. We don't, somebody said to us, we get calls from you, or we'll get an email from your staff or people, and, you know, all of a sudden it's like we get that, and then we're thinking it's a big, email list blast, and then we find out it's not. And, you know, Pat, you sent me an email directly, and I'm like, yeah, and like, why? And it's because I find something about somebody that is so juicy that the world really needs. And all I say to people is what is in my heart.
Mm.
Thank you. Thank you for talking about domestic violence. Thank you, for standing up for people that are perhaps physically challenged or, mentally challenged. And thank you. And that's what we do. That's our culture. That's how it is. Because that's what this woman, Tacy, did for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did. And there are no mistakes. Everyone that I email or find or contact or I come across on Facebook, every single person, Claudette, has a big, big message to take out into the world. And that's our culture. Our culture is to help them. Conscious communication and action for a better world. That's us. Mm-hmm.
Conscious communication and action for a better world. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it did start out as radio. We did start out as radio. 1 hour radio, that was me. And it wasn't the Dr. Pat Show, by the way. Mm-hmm. It was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. So for those of you out there, just Google crust busting and let's say Christina Aguilera. And you'll see we're in her bio. because I entered this arena knowing nothing about any of this. But I loved it. The first time I got behind a mic, my gosh, it was like something happened to me. And I just followed my heart and my intuition. And 6 months later, Seattle station said, oh my gosh, we heard your show. Hey, you're not going to believe it. The 10 o'clock spot is open. And I'm like, okay, pulled out a credit card and bought airtime out of Seattle. And at one point, by the time 2005 came, I was on air for 14 hours. But something happened. On April 1st of 2004, I was given a workshop, and it was Live Your Greatest Dream. By the end of the workshop, my ankle was the size of a grapefruit.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I had come down with a mystery disease and battled that mystery disease for a really long time. I know what that disease was. See, for me, I knew in my heart that this is what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to help create a better world.
Mm-hmm.
And then I doubted myself.
Mm.
And don't you think it's interesting that you're up telling people not to doubt themselves? And this is the way. So
we teach what we need to learn.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, for the next 4 years, I could do nothing but buy airtime. I couldn't even physically get a job.
Mm.
That's the universe that says, yeah, you think you're getting out of this gig, Pat? You're not.
You're not. You're here. This is you're what you're here. Meant to do.
Yeah. And that's the Dr. Pat Show. And Transformation Talk Radio happened the same way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same idea.
Same idea. And just how I was struck by, I've heard you talk a little bit about the mystery disease before, but never in this context. And I'm struck by how, as you were doubting yourself, you started to get all, my interpretation would be all these messages from your body.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Put you back on course correction messages.
Yeah. And you know what changed? Everything.
What?
Everything changed. Here I thought, crust busting your way to an awesome life. And I never told anybody about my PhD. Listen, I'm the only one in my family to graduate high school. I really wasn't feeling good about this degree. Mm-hmm. I felt like I didn't deserve it. I used to have nightmares, Claudette, that, you know, the school was going to track me down and take it away from me, that I actually really didn't earn it. I really did for 2 years, for two to three years after I did. Mm-hmm. And nightmares I would have about a course that maybe I didn't take or something. And so I never talked about it on air. And then Benny somehow saw a resume of mine. And he started, what is this? What is that? What is that PhD? What is that? Like Dr. Pat? And then it started. And then the listeners started. Dr. Pat, Dr. Pat. And then one day changed it all. Caller calls in.
Mm-hmm.
Have I reached the Dr. Pat Show? And I almost said no. Do you ever have a moment like that, Claudette? And I almost said no. And then I just stopped and I said, yeah. And we hadn't been able to get the new crust busting website up for a year. So we pulled the plug on everything and changed everything.
That is like, my heart is just beating because of just the way you were so led, the path you were going down. And it's almost like a movie almost, right? As I'm listening. And truth is stranger than fiction, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. Yeah. We're actually going to take a really quick break. I'm Claudette Rowley, and this is Cultural Brilliance with my guest, Dr. Pat Basile. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to hear more about what happened next.
Don't you wish you had more joy in your life? Check out the new book by Robert Max Schoenfeld, For the Love of Joy, a 30-day adventure for creating joy in your life, because you deserve more joy, more love, more health, more abundance, and more life. Available now on Amazon. Get your copy today. Visit theartofpowerfulliving.com. That's theartofpowerfulliving.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to
to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
We're back on Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence. I'm Claudette Rowley, and for those of you just joining us, my guest today is Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm so excited. Dr. Pat, we've already had such a great conversation already. Wow. It's only been, 10 minutes. And I was really intrigued by, you know, what you were telling us right before the break about this moment when you really internalized, right, that you were Dr. Pat with the PhD. And someone called you, right? And they said, is this the Dr. Pat Show? And you almost said no.
Yeah, I almost said no. Yeah, because the thing that I learned early on, and I mentioned this, is that doubt has been part of my legacy for a long time. And I got to start to change that through this vehicle that we're calling radio. I mean, that's what we call it. Now we have a different name for it. But at the time, it was bringing a voice to the world, a powerful voice. And I want to say that when I started this, no one really presented content that was attractive for women. I was one of five hosts known out there, especially out there in any venue whatsoever. Myself, Brenda, Patricia Raskin, and a couple of others that are still out there. And we all went in a certain direction. And I came out in the positive talk direction. And somebody said to me, you know, I'm going to coach you. And he tried to coach me. And what he wanted me to do was be less positive. And I didn't want to do it. So I had to look at how authentic I was going to be in that first year. So that was an authenticity moment.
It was.
Don't you think? When a caller is like, oh, I call him Dr. Patrick. Isn't that a telltale moment that you work with organizations to try to get there? I've often thought, what would have happened if I'd have said no? I mean, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But the yes in that moment expanded the nature of what we could do in the world. It expanded the time on air. It expanded the ability to have more air time. Not even on the network, wasn't even developed yet, but on the Dr. Pat Show network, to broaden it, to bring people to the forefront. and to take out a positive message. And that has never changed. That's our culture today. Mm-hmm. It's if we can't live in the world of positive possibilities, then how can we let any source energy, anything come in to help us create a better world? You know, somebody said to me, why aren't you doing political radio? And I said, well, actually, in our network, we are going to have a political channel. They said, mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're betraying. I'm like, oh, it's called Positive Politics.
Mm.
And I said,
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But this is how we get to look at ourselves. And didn't you say so? You said we teach something that we need to learn. I think you said something like that earlier.
Yeah, we teach what we need to learn.
And I found myself teaching women early on how to be in this arena. And not teaching them like radio informatics and stuff. I didn't do that later. But teaching them that it's possible to have a powerful voice. And as I did that, and this team around me started to grow, as we did that, the entire team came to be based on the premise that we live in a world and a culture of possibilities. It doesn't mean we don't have deadlines. It doesn't mean we don't have obligations to our clients, to our hosts, to our co-hosts. It simply means that we have to show up. And on some days, we have to be really direct with each other to be there, but we also have to be in the place of possibilities. You know, what else can we create? Carter and Justin are probably tired of me sending them emails asking them, hey, is this radio software something we can use? Or like that, right? And then like they'll email me back 9 times out of 10. They'll say, oh, what we're using is much better than that. I don't know what I don't know. I'm just curious. I'm curious. And so this is the world that we all say yes to. Almost everyone that has ever been through these doors working on this team had never done it before. Mm-hmm. Jessica was an intern. Justin was an intern. Heather was an intern. The range of people that helped get this network going, get it off the ground early on, 2004, 5, 6, 7. They were all interns. I had an office in Seattle, and I was the only one there that wasn't an intern. Nick Johnson created a song. I don't know if Carter, you can dig that up, but created a song to play that was license-free. Intern. But something about them kept them here to stay. And, you know, we have a very important year this year for us.
Oh, yeah. What makes it extra? And every year is important for you. So what makes this extra important?
Yeah, this is a big one. This is where the rubber meets the road. Okay. And for me, I think it's important for a culture to plan.
I
think it's important for a culture to have a strategy. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for people in the organization to take actions and steps. But as the leader, you have to pick a point in time where you're ready to converge, where you're ready to say, I'm going to take a risk in the organization so that we can go from here to there. And this is the year for us.
Where are you going? Yeah.
Well, where it is.
Yeah.
Do you know how the network was actually formed? Did I tell you that?
No.
Okay, here's what happened. So we're all sitting there in a Seattle office, right? All of us in one room, one big room, and we're all kind of like, you know, trying to figure out like what we do next. We had grown the Dr. Pat Show network to like millions of unique visitors every day. You know, as a matter of fact, our click-through rate is 7 times the national average. And
oh, wow.
I didn't do that. We had a competitor do a study on us. Mm-hmm. But we are, crust-busting is in Christina Aguilera's bio. But how we did it was not through a methodology. It wasn't until later that I figured out that there was this process. So here I am, and a buddy says to me, he says, man, you got to help me. He says, I'm getting ready to start a network out of Rhode Island. And it was like 07 or 08. And so I don't know how to do a network. And I said, yeah, let me help you. I'll share with you what I've learned. And what I found out was I did know how to do a network, but I didn't have the guts to do one. I didn't have the guts to do one. And all of a sudden, this guy says, I'm going to take the leap, takes the leap, writes a check for $2,200 to our sister network over in Rhode Island, writes a check. It bounces. The network owner calls me, Chris, and he says, oh my God, where did Greg go? I said, what? I don't know. He's with you. He said, no, he's not with me. He writes a bad check. You've got to start a network because, like, it's my fault, right? Because I got to pay the mortgage here. I just took out a mortgage, you know, to do this. And I said, I'm all in. Got on the internet, looked in a freelancer website for somebody. Now, this was my post. Need to know how to set up a broadcasting network. Need to know how to set up a database. Need to know audio editing, audio everything. And I need to get it done in a month. Oliver shows up. The odds of finding somebody that could do PHP Cake, that had a broadcasting background because his daughter was a singer, knew how to set up an audio network, spoke English, worked in Germany. Within 3 months, we had an entire database up and running, network, interns to work it, and I sent out emails for people to host, and Transformation Talk Radio was born in 3 months. And we broadcast to an AM FM station out of Rhode Island. How does that even happen?
Well, this is how I'm hearing it happens. You trusted yourself, you trusted your vision, and then when the opportunity came up, you had the courage to take the leap. And then you asked again for what you wanted, like you said, you needed Oliver, and so you put it out there. So that's it, you know, sitting here listening, that's what I'm hearing happened.
And then Jessica shows up.
Yeah, Jessica.
That is the game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica was the game changer.
I can see why.
I'll tell you, when Jessica came in as an intern, Heather and I, I hope she's not listening, but I said this to her before. Jessica shows up and she's a workhorse. I mean, I couldn't give her enough to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather's like, does she talk? Now it's a whole different thing. And so all of a sudden we're working, and we used to work out of my house. My studio was out of my house for a period of time because that was the only place I could get two dedicated internet lines that would support both a backup and a primary to run a network at the time. So here we are and we're doing this, right? And the next thing I know, I said, you know what? We're going to spend more time talking. Jessica was so passionate about this and had so much knowledge about audio and broadcasting somewhere. And then she had very little. And what Jessica did was she spent time out of work learning this. And when it came time to really grow the network and expand and work with Oliver, she learned programming. She's a graduate of the Seattle Institute.
Mm-hmm.
She learned programming. She learned systems. She learned how to do this. She learned how to work with clients. So this is a learning organization. I will spend money on anybody that wants to learn something here. Right now, we have subscriptions to so many things that people can learn. The only thing is I ask you as man, please take the time on your own to learn this. Because if you're willing to show up, I'm willing to create whatever that job's going to look like for you. And so now this is Jessica pretty much running the network, working with clients, and is our vice president of sales.
Wow. I mean, and Jessica's amazing. Absolutely. Right. So I'm not surprised to hear any of this. I didn't know the story, but as you've been talking, I've just been, you know, because as you know, and as probably listeners know who have heard the show before, I work in organizational culture in kind of every which way possible. And so I'm always listening when people are talking about their cultures. And what I've been noting were things like, you know, listening to what's in your heart, having gratitude, you're a learning organization, you sit in the world of possibilities, you know, you don't know what you don't know, right? There are no mistakes. And always being in positive possibility, right? So it sounds like these are some of the really key components of your culture.
Well, I want to say one other thing real quick here. I know we're okay. We're going to hop off here in a minute. But for Carter and Justin, and there are two producers now, there are two live online producers. The amount of responsibility and knowledge and accountability that goes in their hands, and this is how much I respect both of them, mm-hmm. is that for me, as the network owner, to turn my livelihood over to Justin, to Carter, to Linda, my best friend who knew nothing about nothing, to Kim, to Jessica, Megan, Monique, and for me to do that, I can't say enough about their dependability and their willingness to learn, to grow, and to show up with the best customer service that you can imagine. When you talk to Justin, you know who he is, his personality. When you talk to Carter, you know. It's not that we're not there sometimes and, you know, we're part of the hiccups that happen in broadcasting, mm-hmm. but these are people that I don't lose sleep at night, not a single hour of sleep, worrying if Justin or Carter is going to be there and know how to hit the right buttons, even though I don't know how to do it. I don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's called trust. That's called trust. So we're gonna take a quick break. This is Claudette Rowley on Cultural Brilliance Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk more about, you know, what's next for continuing to create this epic culture. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
We're back on Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm Claudette Rowley with Dr. Pat Basile here today, and we are talking about how to create an epic culture. And Dr. Pat, you're just starting to share with me that some things in your culture are going to be changing in this conscious and intentional way. What's happening? Yeah.
Well, what's happening is, you know, I was saying before, this is an incredible team. And, you know, I still don't know what I don't know about this. But one of the things I do know is how passionate I am about helping others bring a powerful voice to the world. That is the thing that gets me up every day. Mm-hmm. How we go about that doesn't really follow a blueprint of broadcasting. And it's because broadcasting really isn't geared to doing that. Broadcasting is geared to selling advertising, mm-hmm. right? Media mm-hmm. is geared to advertising and revenue dollars. And we have a new model for doing that that we're launching this year. But the thing I started to say is, and this is true, I don't worry about whether or not a show is going to run during any given time of the day. I don't. I trust Carter. I trust Justin to make sure that's done. I trust Linda to make sure people have everything that they need. I trust Kim to get things in the database, to get it out in our newsletter that gets distributed. And I trust Jessica and Megan and Monique and soon Terri Ann to make sure that we are attracting the perfect combination of people to continue this conscious communication and action for a better world. Mm-hmm. And they do it brilliantly. So my job is to make sure that I'm giving us the opportunities to do it better and to do more of it. And, you know, when Transformation Talk Radio started, I had always had a vision to create a mega forum. If you look at some of the websites that were designed by somebody I didn't mention, Mary Verplank, who just showed up out of nowhere, by the way, back in 05. Mm-hmm. And we went back and we looked at the Photoshop that she built. Our vision was always to create a positive forum, you know, like a positive social media forum, although it wasn't called that. That's mm-hmm. our Positive Mojo movement. And, you know, that umbrella includes media and broadcasting, but it also includes community. It also includes a magazine. It also, it has Epic Living TV. You know, it has all of those things in there that we didn't sit down and make it up. We went back and asked our folks. We asked you. We asked Leslie. We asked the host, the co-host. We sensed that something was not right for you and what you were needing in your world to be the best you could be. And they told us pages and pages and emails. And what they said is, basically, if one person said, if you people could do this, we'll pay you really well. So for 3 years, we've been building that infrastructure. And this is the year we're now starting to offer a complete integrated platform. It's called our 200% model. Not 100, 200%. Right. 100% is all about radio and media and making sure you're plugged into either a show you want to do and get the ripple effect from all of that work for the past 15 years. The next 100% is beyond that venue. How can we plug in your message into what we do to build for you something that's going to get you out in the world? Speaking, website design, book publishing, book proposal, book ideas, turn your radio series into a book chapter. And how do I connect you with people that are in PR that know how to do that, you know, that can take the reputation that we've built and you get the benefit of that? How do we help you get guests that can also support you and help you? So you see, it's kind of this culture that's always looking and breathing at sort of the synergistic way to grow, but not for grow for our sake of growing, to grow for your sake of growing. And that's what we're doing this year. That's what excites me.
Wow. Congratulations. I love it. The 200% model.
Yeah, boy, I just got tired talking about that.
Oh. You've been working on it for a while, right?
Yeah.
That's exciting. Wow. And like you said, this is where everything converges, right? Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things we this was really my hiccup. This is the thing that I learned about myself. There's a model that we have in business where you get great ideas, you grow, you put your money back into your company, you grow, you get great ideas, you put your money back in. I'm waiting to get a paycheck. I haven't gotten a paycheck in 15 years doing this because my passion is to put this money back in. Because we're very close. We've been working 3 years on technology. And what I'm seeing now as a result of that is going to be great. And then we're going to flip it over and we're going to work with a new technology company who's going to take it even to the next level. So by the time that this year is over, not only will we have a new platform, but we'll be able to sell licensing to every broadcasting organization in the world so that their people don't have to do things 4 or 5 times to really work with their host, their co-host, their media. So this is really an interesting place for talk radio for us. But that's not our goal. We have to continue to serve you all better. And that's what excites us. The last thing I'll say is we've got to bring the world into this positive mojo.
And tell us about positive mojo. Yeah.
Well, you know, we were searching around for what we wanted to call it. And I said, I don't know, man. It's just like for me, I got to get my mojo on every day. And this is what gets me up. And that's how we came up with it. And Jessica's developing it conceptually. But we're going to be crowdfunding. We're going to be setting up a membership site. And the membership site is going to be, listen, we can now offer you this, and this. For a marginal fee so that we can reduce our cost to everybody out there that wants to host a show with us. This is the model we're going to use. And we're not going to do sort of like this venue of throw you up on some technical dashboard, although we will have that available. We're talking about running live shows with live producers in studio, even if we do have a dashboard. Mm. So, because I'm a host, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I don't like working with a robot.
Right.
It just, you know, every time I try to do a show, I end up bringing somebody else in to actually do it for me, which kind of defeats the purpose. So we're going to be expanding our Positive Mojo movement across the globe. That's what we're doing.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And
we're going to be asking for help. You know, most people, Claudette, don't know about the work, for example, like we've done with you. They don't know that. And we're now at the point where we can create this 200% model that can show people in a single graphic how that's done. Clearly, your voice and you talking about it has helped. But even with that, people don't believe we actually can do it. And they actually don't believe we have done it. So I find that interesting, too.
Oh, that is interesting. So I can talk to them anytime.
Well, congratulations to you on your book deal.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Yes, very exciting. Bringing cultural brilliance out into the world in spring of 2019. Yes.
How does that feel for you? I have to ask you. I got to turn the tables a minute.
You got to turn the tables a minute.
How does that feel? Because people think, oh, man, she's got the book deal. I watched you work hard, but smart and brilliantly. How does that feel?
It feels really good. And I does feel like it's a product of a lot of hard work because it was, you know, and as you know, in less than 2 years, right, I went from an idea to a book contract, right, which is really fast. So which meant that I had to conceptualize and reconceptualize and try things out and just really, really work with the material that I've created, this cultural brilliance system for transforming culture, to make sure that it worked. And then once I was sure that it was working with my consulting clients, then I had to figure out how to write about it, which, as you know, is a whole different skill set.
Okay.
How do you transform something that exists in your own mind largely on a piece of paper in a way that will be relevant and inspiring to other people? So that's been the interesting challenge. So I feel immensely relieved that I have the book contract, very grateful for it and grateful for all of your help with it. And excited. I'm really excited to put the message out into the world in a really big way.
Yeah.
Because, thanks for asking. Yeah.
Well, you and I both come from business backgrounds. I mean, people know me as Dr. Pat, but I'm also a business person. I spent a lot of years in business in corporate America. And I also spent a lot of years as consulting on change and change management. So the minute that I heard what your idea was, I knew that the world needed it. And I knew you had another way of talking about it. Because, you know, we sometimes forget the soul of an organization and the fact that people are in organizations. And that there are things that we don't talk about, like authenticity, the way you talk about it. And we don't get people engaged in creating their own destiny. I've asked everybody on my team, by the way, I've said, listen, you're getting involved in this because you can literally carve out your next promotion here. Justin Carter, Linda, Kim, Jessica, that's why I give them things to do. You can create your job here and be part of what we're creating. And I'm getting ready to say to them, I'm going to need your help. And I'm going to need your help probably on some weekends. And I'm going to offer them a percentage of the revenue that we'll gain from our crowdfunding.
Exciting.
The right thing to do is to reward people in that way.
It really is. And I think that there's something so unique about what you've put together, right? In your whole organization, the way you work with people, the culture that's evolved. I mean, do you think that it sounds like some of it was very intentional and some of it was just you riding the wave, so to speak, of what emerged. Is that accurate?
I had to do my own inner work. So let's talk about that.
Okay, great.
When I got sick, and I'm telling you, I still go through bouts of this mystery disease. When I got sick, I had to take some risks. And I don't usually talk about it as sick. I don't really hold that consciousness. But the angel lady, who's been with us 15 years, and by the way, this is our 15th year anniversary, and we have been voted number one for 10 years, right?
Congratulations.
So I just want to say that. Yeah. The angel lady said to me, listen, go find somebody that does T3. And I found Dr. Darvish, and she and I just did a show on our mutual 15 years together. The direction of the show changed. The show went into a positive, holistic, body, mind, spirit, but all about action and solution show for people. And we brought millions of women to the listening block that didn't exist in talk radio. We know it. We have the numbers to show it. And part of that is because we decided we want to provide you with solutions. But the thing that I want to say about this to answer that question is that being in the space of giving people opportunities to learn is why I'm even here today. If it wasn't for the angels in my life, I wouldn't be here today. You know, my mom committed suicide when I was sick. I was six. I was homeless at 17. And anything I achieved in the corporate world was because somebody put a hand out and said, if you take three steps forward, I will give you the fourth step. That's the way that I do it. If you're willing to learn this stuff, if you'll take the three steps to learn it, I will give you the fourth step. And that's really so important in today's world is how do you create job security? Well, you create your job. You create your value. That's what we do here. That's our culture. And that's what we do for the people we work with. If we don't have value to you, then it would be a disgrace for us to ask you for a dime to pay us. And it has to be that mutual agreement. You know, if I say I'm going to do something with you, then I better do it. Remember, I studied the consequences of broken promises for 8 years and I was a better person for it. But boy, did I have to change and grow. I had never been sick a day in my life. I had to learn about trusting a power greater than myself. I had to learn that there was more to healing than just going to the doctor, and Dr. Darvish taught me that. You know, I had to learn that I make mistakes. Sometimes I could be a little bit too direct, and my New Yorkness comes out, and it usually comes out when I'm most afraid. I have some tools to not do that. I make mistakes. I'm not afraid to admit that I make them. I apologize a lot to my team, and especially to Jessica, and especially to Linda. I'm human.
Mm-hmm. A great example of a human leader, right?
I'm human.
Yeah.
I'm human. And I try to not do as much. And I think I've grown. As being in the face of the public, I've grown. I've been on stage with people like Shirley MacLaine. I've interviewed Olivia Newton-John and some pop stars and, you know, people that I never thought would be in my world. And they're doing great things in the world. And I treasure every moment of it. I treasure every moment of it and take not a single second for granted.
One of the things I'm absolutely, one of the things I'm hearing today in is that this is really your, what I would call brilliance, right? The way that you've, like you just described, your own internal journey, right? Your own personal journey and how that personal journey has manifested externally into creating something that it sounds like brings out the brilliance, not only in you, but in your entire team and in the host that you work with.
Yeah, I try. I'm sure there are some days that I'll walk out of Carter and Justin's studio and they'll probably roll their eyes a little bit and say, oh my God, here she goes. You know, they all do it. Linda does it. She rolls her eyes right in front of me. Jessica just doesn't look up from the computer. Yesterday I had a doctor's visit and I was there a long time and I started to type all of these links into Skype to Jessica. She's smart enough now to know don't stop your day to look at them. Mm-hmm. Right. Because we're changing things. And so, you know, they know me well enough to know that I am going to come up with a crazy idea and walk into their office and they're not going to know why.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to go why. They're not going to know why that I asked them to put something up on their boards. Mm-hmm. But I think they're pretty good. They're pretty cool that they go along with it until somebody says to me, why are we doing that?
Always a good question to ask, right? If you don't know, ask.
What's up with that?
So when someone's starting a new business, right? Or they become a new leader in an organization, what are the top three things that you advise them to do?
Yeah, immediately. Admit that you don't know what you don't know. Number one, at my list. Every day. You don't know what you don't know. That's number one, right? That doesn't mean you don't acknowledge what you do know.
Right.
But if you can hold that space and instead of trying to solve a problem, I never try to solve a problem, Claudette. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand what a problem is. I don't see problem. I ask, what else is possible here?
Right.
And so I don't think my team understands that I do that. Mm. You know, what else is possible is my go-to. What else is possible? That's if there was one thing I could say to new entrepreneurs or new business owners, you said yes to becoming a CEO because you have everything you need to be one. But step into that place from a state of humility. And if you ask what else is possible here, and you acknowledge what you don't know, the resources, the people, the money, everything will show up. That's one. Number two is be willing to take risks and invest in yourself and your idea. I'm a little controversial on this one. I'm the one where people say, don't ever use your own money. You know how the banking say? Yeah, I don't believe in that. I believe in the law of attraction and what you put out, you get back. And if you're not willing to invest in yourself, if you're not willing to spend money on your investment and buy airtime and invest in yourself and invest in your what you're building, the universe doesn't believe that it should invest in you. And I learned that early on through a scarcity mentality, and I had to change that up.
Into abundance, yeah.
And nowadays, you can raise money. We have someone we talked to last week. We hung up the phone with her, and within an hour, she had a crowdfunding site up.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is what I mean. It's that energy of it. The last thing I want to say, don't cut yourself short. And what I mean is, I have had more people tell me out there in the world how I was not going to be successful at this. Huh? How I didn't know how to open a show, close a show. I didn't know anything about anything. I have this New York edge, talking to women straight and direct. Don't underestimate yourself. So you've got to believe in yourself, your talent, and your vision. You've got to believe in it. We have a saying now when we're talking to people that want to join our network. Jessica says to them right out of the gate, listen, we are all in. Are you all in? Because if you're not all in and you start to work with us, you will be afraid. And that's, she talks to them about it, because we're here to help you get out in the world in the shortest amount of time for the least amount of money.
I love that. All right. We're all in. Are you all in? Yeah. And I think I love all three of these. And I think number one, certainly don't cut yourself short and don't underestimate yourself is huge. But this idea of there are no problems, what else is possible, right? Mm-hmm. That sentence or that question in and of itself is so transformational. Mm-hmm. You know, what else is possible here, right? Changes your brain chemistry.
It does. And when organizations that I work with now, they want to hire me and they want to come in problem solving, I say, I don't do problem solving. I do possibility seeking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in problem solving. You know, I believe in a higher power. So when I have a quote problem, I just like say, God, spirit, you got this one. I don't have this one. And then I ask, what is mine to do today?
Mm-hmm.
And I get told and I do it. Sometimes it's wash the dishes. Or have Linda come stay with you and she'll wash them.
Okay, right, triple Virgo, right?
This is so much fun. You know, you have a great show. This is so exciting, you know, to watch how powerfully you are in the world, Claudette. I mean, it is just an honor to take this journey with you.
Oh, thank you, Pat. I so appreciate it. It's been a wonderful, so wonderful working with you and your entire team. Oh, my gosh. One of the best experiences of my entire life. I can tell you that. Absolutely.
Mm. Mm.
Partly because of this epic culture, right? And everything we've talked about today. And this, and one of the things that's always struck me is, and you mentioned customer service, is every time I talk to anybody on your team, it is just such an absolute pleasure, right? And how often do we get to say that? Right. It's going to be a nice conversation. It's going to, you know, we're going to get work, move forward to resolve whatever's going on. And I, you know, that is somewhat rare in the world sometimes.
They're
an amazing team.
Yeah. And they'll never tell you, but they won an international award for best team out of 1200 international teams.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations, team. Yeah. So I want to, Dr. Pat, I'm so honored that you were on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
I love it.
It was so fun to talk about this and just hear this incredible inspirational story of how you and your team have just brought so much to the world. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been an honor and thank you. And I'm excited about what you're going to create here in the future.
Me too. Thank you. Yeah. So I also want to thank everybody who tuned in today. This is Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm Claudette Rowley. As always, we had an amazing time. Please join me on the second and fourth Fridays of each month at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Have a great week and we'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to the hit show Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. You can download this podcast and find out more about Claudette and her breakthrough work at claudetterowley.com. Please contact Claudette and find out how you can create a brilliant culture